are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Not alone. If your purpose to walk in divine wisdom, then one thing you don't want to be is quick-tempered. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor the subject tonight is foolish to be quick-tempered. Share that with one more person. Tell him it's foolish to be quick-tempered. And if it be real, look at one person if you know that to be true and just tell him or her, I know what I'm talking about. That's if you've been quick-tempered in time past. You know, I know what I'm talking about. Amen? Because some of us, when we speak about being quick-tempered, again, we do so by experience. Because we know, again, that when you are a person who is quick-tempered, you're operating in foolishness. What I want you to receive tonight is that when you are quick-tempered, you lack self-control. You lack self-control. Whenever you see a person who has a quick temper, a person who is quick to speak, and they're not only quick to speak, but they're quick to say the wrong things, quick to do the wrong things, and quick to react in the wrong way, you are looking at a person, again, that's operating in foolishness. And God has ordained this to be a season where we walk in divine wisdom. The scripture says that happy is the man who finds wisdom. And so if I'm walking in divine wisdom, it says about me that I'm going to be happy, or I'm going to be prosperous, I'm going to be blessed. But if I'm walking in foolishness, I'm going to actually receive the exact opposite. And so I don't want to be quick-tempered. I don't want to be to the point to where I'm lacking when it comes to self-control. Because a lot of people who lack self-control actually damage themselves more so than anybody else in their life. I'm going to say that again. Folk who lack self-control do more damage to themselves than the devil, than demons, or people. Oh, I should have got more amens than that. I'm going to have to say it again. Folk who lack self-control do more damage to themselves than demons, the devil, or people. Now, some of us know that by way of experience. In time past, when we lack self-control, we did more damage to ourselves than our enemies. We were actually our own worst enemy, again, by operating in foolishness. And again, it's lacking when it comes to self-control. But the main thing I want y'all to receive tonight is that when you lack self-control or when you're quick-tempered, you can't control your mouth or your tongue. You can't control your mouth. You can't control your tongue. And how many know a person's mouth can do a lot of damage? How many remember growing up hearing that sticks and stones can break your bones, but words will never hurt you? How many have ever heard that saying? And you know right now, you wise enough to know that's a lie. You wise enough to know now that words hurt, words damage, words kill, words destroy. Am I right? Now imagine not having control of your mouth, and you're using it in a destructive way on yourself as well as other people. That's not a good thing. And so let's deal with that a little bit tonight. Notice again, Proverbs, the 25th chapter. Notice again the book of Proverbs and the 25th chapter. Because if some of us are going to walk in divine wisdom this year, we have got to get control of our mouth. We got to get control of our mouth. We've got to grow up and get to the point to where we recognize that we can't afford to just be saying any and everything. You got to get control of that mouth. And sometime in order to get control of it, you have to learn to be slow to speak. And sometimes you have to get to the point to where you learn not to say nothing at all until after you done prayed, to after you done meditated, and even watched it, even after sometime after you done took a good nap. Because sometimes people can be hasty in their words because they're tired. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Come on, don't tell me you ain't ever seen somebody that only thing they needed was some rest. They needed some rest. Am I right? Because some of us, we raise our hand because we are prone to being angry and saying what we have no business saying if we don't get the proper amount of sleep. We need our rest. Am I right? There ain't nothing wrong with that because rest is a good thing. But notice in Proverbs, the 25th chapter, and notice verse number 28 tonight. Notice the Bible said, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit, he tells you what you're like. Like if you're here tonight and you don't have no rule over your own spirit, Solomon said you are like a city that's broken down. And a city without walls. Let's deal with your own spirit. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit. First thing own spirit connotes is your attitude or your behavior. You have no rule over your attitude or your behavior. No rule over. You can't govern your attitude. Second, it has to do with your mindset. You have no rule over your mindset. You allow your mind to just wander and you allow your mind to meditate on things that your mind has no business meditating on. And it's to the point to where when it comes to your thinking is out of control. And it's important if you really desire to prosper or to do well in life, you have to learn to get control of your mind. You even have to learn not to allow your mind to wander into places that your mind has no business wandering in. You even have to learn not to allow your mind to rest in a place that you know is an unproductive place or an ungodly place. I can't afford to allow my mind to rest with that type of thinking because if I continue to think like that, then I'm going to start doing like this. And so I have to be in control of my mind. I especially have to be in control of my mind when I'm going through trials or when things are not going the way that I necessarily desire for them to go. I really have to be on top of my mind and make sure that my mind is thinking according to the will of God. Because if my mind is thinking according to the will of God, that trial is not going to last always. It's going to pass if I can keep my mind in the proper place. But when you allow your mind to wander or when you allow your mind to be out of control, it ain't no telling what you're going to think upon. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so you have to have control of your mind. And a lot of times if we haven't been properly taught, we don't know that we can control our mind. We don't know that we can put our mind on a path and know what we're going to focus on and know what we're going to think on. You have to do that to be productive. And see, this year, our mind should be on walking in divine what? Wisdom. You ain't got time for your mind to be on foolish stuff. Right? And third thing your spirit has to do with is your lifestyle. You know, you have to be in control of your lifestyle or your life, because I don't want my life to be broken. I don't want my life to be broken. In other words, I don't want to live an unhappy life, an unsatisfied life, a miserable life, an unproductive life. I don't want to live such a way. Not in God, I don't. I experience all of that outside of God. And now when I study the scripture or the word, and I see where he says stuff like, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, your soul does prosper, then I got to get my mind right, because that's the type of life I want to live. I want to live a prosperous life. Why? That's the life he want me to live. Come on, somebody. He said he came that you could have life and have it more what? Abundantly. And so I want to live a life of overflow. I want my life to be in overflow. I don't want to continue to live being broke, busted, and disgusted. Matter of fact, I'm not living broke, busted, and disgusted. I am in overflow. I am living. And so notice again, when you're not in control, when you have no rule over your spirit, over your attitude, over your mind, over your life, notice what he says again, you are like a city broken down and without walls. When you cannot govern or control your spirit, you are going to be in a unproductive place. Notice the city is broken. And people who can't control their own spirit live a life where it's broken. It's not where God desires for it to be. Listen, even though you a member of a good church, but because you can't rule your own spirit, your life is broken. Your life is not where God desire for it to be. And this is what's sad. When you tell some people that, they okay with that. They okay being in a place where God does not desire for them to be, that he desire for them to be in a better place. But because they don't want to change, because they primarily don't want to confront themselves or to change, they become satisfied or content being in a place that God does not desire for them to be in. See, you have to recognize that if it's change is what's in order, then I need to change so I can be in the place that God desired for me to be, and I can come out of this unhappy place into a wealthy place or into a prosperous place, because that's where God desires for me to be. But in order for me to be there, I have to learn how to rule my own spirit. I can't live a life where I have no control or allow my mind to wander. Because if the truth be told tonight, some of us could be in a much, much better place, but you have got to get control of your spirit. You have to. And the only way to do it sometimes, you have to confront yourself in a hard way. See, some of us have no problem confronting other folk in a bold or hard way. But sometimes you got to recognize when you're doing damage to yourself, to your own family, to your own finances, to your own success. And you have to be bold in confronting yourself, or bold in dealing with yourself, so that if you'll get your spirit right, then things are going to line up the way God desire for them to line up. But I got to get control of my mind. I got to get control of my attitude. And I got to get control of my life. I can't continue to blame everyone else when in actuality I'm not ruling my spirit. And I'm like a city that is broken down. If you saw, if you walked or came upon a city that was broken down, you would know immediately that the city was in ruin or poverty. See, you can be stuck in poverty, not because it's the desire of God, but you can't rule your spirit. You have no control of your attitude or your behavior, mainly your mouth. Now notice what he also said. He said, because it's also like a city without walls. See, when you can't rule your spirit, you have no defense when it comes to keeping things out of your heart that don't need to get in your heart. Sometimes we think the way we do because of what we allow to get in our heart. You have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart, especially when you're going through trials that God has already told you is temporary and there's purpose in it. I need to guard my heart so that the trial does not do what God didn't want it to do, and that is destroy me. The trial is here to promote me, but if I don't get my mind right, if I don't get my attitude right, then I am going to stay in a trial that God really does not want me to be in forever. See, one day you better wake up and realize and shake yourself and tell yourself, I've got to get control of my spirit so that I can stop messing up myself and go ahead and receive this promotion that God wants me to have. Go ahead and get this blessing that God wants me to have. Go ahead and get this better that God wants me to have. Amen. But to do so, you need to be able to rule your spirit. You have to be able to do that. This is important tonight. This is important tonight. Notice again, let's look at it again. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. I don't want to do that. When you have no rule over your own spirit, again, it's going to be evident in your attitude, your mindset, and your lifestyle. In particular, the way that you talk. When you don't have rule over your spirit, you speak and say things that are contrary to the will of God for your life. For your life. For your life. When you talk more out of emotions than you do words. Do you realize that something can be challenging you, or a feeling can be trying to oppress you, but you have to know how to speak the word and not give in to your feelings, not give in to your emotions. Don't give in to what people are saying. Don't give in to how it's looking. You have to be able to look at something that's real jacked up, but know the will of God and be able to speak into a jacked up situation what the will of God is for your life, despite what you are seeing with your natural eyes, and not allow what you see to control or to dominate you to the point to where you say things that are contrary to scripture solely based upon what you see or how you feel. You have to know how to battle a spirit of unhappiness and yet know the will of God for your life and be able to operate with the right kind of spirit, even though you got a whole lot coming against you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, because some of us, we are too consumed by our feelings and we get too caught up in our feelings. But you have to know how to take control of your spirit. And mainly when a person cannot rule his or her spirit, again, that thing going to be evident when you just listen to them, when you listen to the kind of things they say. Especially at how comfortable they are at speaking death. You know that they're not controlled. You know they're not ruling their spirit. Why? They're too comfortable speaking the opposite of what God said. Notice in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. Notice, just take this thing a little bit further. Notice the book of Proverbs and the 29th chapter. Look at Proverbs 29 in verse number 20. I think I went here Sunday. Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Now he's using hasty in a negative sense. Because hasty just means quick or fast. And how many know you can be quick to do the right thing? Right? You can be quick to say the right thing. But that's not how Solomon really using it here. Notice again, he said, do you see a man hasty in his word? There is more hope for a fool than of that person. See, when you can't rule your spirit, You are quick to say the wrong thing. I said, you quick to say it. Some of us, it don't take but a little bitty trial to get you to saying stuff that you know you ain't got no business saying. I mean, a little bitty old trial. Because you can't control your spirit, a little teeny, tiny, itsy bitty trial can get to happen in your life and you crying over something that big. Crying over something that big, trying to think things don't never work out. That big, because you cannot rule your spirit. You have to know in God that sooner or later, God going to elevate the type of trials you go through. Well, I said something then. And you know what? Some of us tonight, we can shout, Pastor, that's real, because we going through some stuff right now where we know God has, he's elevated the type of trials he's willing to allow us to go through. Yes, he is. Some of you there right now, you're actually going through some tough trials right now. Trials that are actually trying to challenge the way you have been taught. Trials that are persistent in trying to make you give up or throw in the towel. It is necessary. It is vital that you grab a hold to what I'm talking about tonight and be able to rule your spirit in the midst of all hell going wrong. Because when God permits your trials to be elevated, he's also, on the other hand, permitting you to walk in some of the greatest blessings you have ever experienced in your life. Notice again, because the trial didn't come to destroy you, it came to make you. But what's breaking us in trials is not the trial itself, but how we talk. Because your words can break or damage you. That's when he said, if you see a man hasting his word, he said, there is more hope for a fool than for that man. So the one thing you want to get control over when it comes to your spirit is your mouth or your tongue. And the moment trouble gets to happening, the first thing you need to tell yourself, let me be careful of what I say. Let me right now take control of my thoughts. I never forget when I went to get something and a person turned me down. They said it wasn't going to happen. I knew immediately that it was the will of God. But I also knew that right now, you got to get control of your thoughts. And if you do, eventually, you're going to have what God said you could have. But for many of us, we know we can't rule our spirit because of the things we say. How we talk in the midst of trouble. How you talk in challenging times. Notice, if you will, Proverbs 15:4. Y'all hang in here. Because I'm almost done now. Proverbs 15:4. I'm going to show you how powerful words are. And again, some of us, we quick to say the wrong thing. Quick to do the wrong thing. Well, I don't know why I ain't farther along in life. I'm telling you, you got to rule your spirit. You got to be able to rule your spirit. Well, y'all here tonight? Got to be able to do it. This is just some good teaching tonight. And it actually causes you to mature because one thing I truly believe is that when you are mature in God, that should be something that I not only see, but it should be something I hear. I should be able to listen how you talk and know you are mature. I should be able to listen to how you talk and know that you in the right season. Right? Look at Proverbs 15 and 4 tonight. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Let me read that again. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. But perverseness in it, or in the tongue, breaks the spirit. See, you can break your spirit with the words you say. You can break your own spirit with the words that come out of your mouth. Based upon this, you can ruin your own dream. You can sabotage your own destiny. Notice again, good scripture. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it, or speaking in ways that I don't need to speak, breaks the spirit. Imagine going through something tough, but you ain't talking right. And saying things that break your spirit. See, this scripture is telling us why some people never reach their promised land. They ain't talking right. This scripture is telling you why certain people, if they don't change, they won't ever have certain things. They won't ever be certain things. Even though God ordained for them to be something, they can never be that because of the way they talk. God has ordained for them to receive better. But in order to receive better, I need to talk better. I need to think better. I need to act better. Right? How many of you really want everything God has for you? Not just you ain't satisfied just getting a couple of things. How many in church tonight, you want every single blessing God got for you? Raise your hand tonight. If you want every single blessing God got. And keep that hand up if you not only want it, but you ain't going to do nothing to sabotage it. You ain't going to do nothing to mess it up. You ain't going to do nothing to hinder it. Put your hand down. Do you realize when you don't talk right, when you don't get control of your tongue, that you can actually hinder yourself from receiving a great or mighty deliverance? Because of the way you talk. Check it out again. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. If you serious about being blessed, if you serious about being progressive in life, you have to watch what you say. You have to watch what you say. You cannot afford to keep uttering things that you know are contrary to Scripture. You can't do that. You can't do that. You need to get to the point to where when you talk, you are speaking biblical. I love to talk biblical. See, I didn't even get that many amen from y'all. I said, I love to talk Bible. You know why I love to talk Bible? Because I know when I'm talking Bible, that type of talk can't be stopped. That's why I love to talk Bible, because when you talk Bible, you can lose a job. But if you talk in Bible, the fact that you don't have a job can't stop from happening what you just decreed. Why? That's Bible. That's truth right there. I like talking truth because the scripture said truth will make a person what? Free. See, when you talk Bible, you free yourself. If you broke tonight and tired of being broke, you got to get in your mouth what the word says about prosperity. You not only got to speak it, you got to turn around and put it into action. And I guarantee you, before the year is out, you're going to be in a much better place than you have ever been. Why? You talking Bible. Get to talking Bible about your family. Y'all, you got to come up. Get to talking Bible about your business. Your business has the problem. You can't keep a faithful man down or a Bible talking child of God down. No, you can't. Trouble ain't big enough. The devil ain't big enough. It ain't enough demons out there that can defeat you when you talking right. Look at somebody and just shout to him, you got to talk right. Before anything changes, you got to talk right. Before it gets better, you got to talk what? You got to talk what? I don't care if it is a trial, you still got to talk right. You got to talk right in the most difficult trial. Listen to me, in your darkest hour, you got to talk right. You got to stay in line with the season God has ordained for it to be. I don't care what it looks like from a natural standpoint. You have to let your mouth, you have to let your mind stay in the season God has ordained for it to be. Are y'all with me? Notice why. Notice why. The first clause, he said a wholesome tongue. See, a foolish person or somebody that's quick-tempered is going to damage themselves with their mouth. But a wise person is going to help themselves by what they say. See, tonight, this is what I'm asking you. In reference to better, in reference to your heart desires, in reference to your needs being met, is what you saying helping or hurting? In reference to you getting where you know God want you, is what you saying getting you there or pulling you away from it? The type money you want to see, the type money you want to make, is what you saying getting you there or pulling you away from it? Because understand tonight, it's doing one or the other. Your words are either helping or your words are hurting. And let me tell you something. The day and time for 1 minute hurting, the next minute help, that's over. We got to get to a point to where my lifestyle is such that I'm always speaking that which helps a situation. Hold on. Not just in my life, but when I learn to live this way, it's easy for me to speak life to you because that's what I live according to. But this is what's wrong. When you deaf talk yourself all the time, you ain't got nothing good to say to nobody else. You ain't got nothing positive to say to nobody else. Why? You live your life based upon words that break things rather than restore. This ain't no shower message tonight. This is an examination message. Because in the end, you gonna have what you say. That's the reason I don't live any more unhappy days. I don't have no unhappy days. I don't. Now, did I tell you I have days where everything go my way? No, of course not. But I don't have unhappy days no more. I'm so in the word now that even when everything that can go wrong is going wrong, I'm going to meditate on things that make me happy. Yes, I am. I'm going to meditate on the vision God gave me. See, I done got so good. I know how to meditate on better. I'll upset a demon that show up to try to torment my mind. I'll make that demon leave me running, screaming and crying. Cause it ain't gonna work. It used to work on me. A thought will show up and depress me all day. That don't work no more. Why? Cause I done learned to get control of my mind. Devil is alive. He think I'm going to sit up all day and think with a defeated mind. No. No. I know how to think with a victorious mind. Yes, I do. And I've learned when I get my mind there, it ain't too far from then that my body going to be where my mind at. My pocket going to be where my mind at. My family going to be where my mind at. Some of you know tonight you are primarily struggling, whether it's spiritual, physical, financially, because of your mindset. because of your mind. One minute you talking about being a certain way, but you know you don't, your mind ain't there. Your mind ain't there. You know you can get there too, to where you don't have no more unhappy days. I don't agree with him about that. Yeah, that's when you finna get defeated. You can do it too. I'm trying to close. I said, you can do it too. Paul told us, he said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true. He said, think on these things. When you are seemingly facing defeat, think about how many times God gave you victory despite what it looked like. Meditate on that. Before long, your feet gonna get the path. Before long, you're gonna be turning in victory. You're gonna be doing something positive. But get to dwelling on negative things and it'll break your spirit. I'm trying to close. You can leave church tonight all excited about what I'm preaching. Leave here and get to meditating on negative things. It'll so break your spirit that you won't even have the willpower to get up and do certain things that you know if you get up and move, God will bag you. You don't even have the desire. That's why some folk don't pursue certain things. They don't have the desire. They use too many negative words to break their spirit. And you can't be a giant in the arena of the world when you a wimp at the house. You got to meditate on the right things in order to be that giant that God desired for you to be. Because notice again, and then I'm done. He said a wholesome tongue. That's what we want. We want a wholesome tongue. Let me give you a few things that a wholesome tongue will do. Notice what he said. He said a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. This is what a wholesome tongue do. It heals. A wholesome tongue heals. That means things can be broken, but a wholesome tongue know what to speak. Know what to say in order to heal a situation. Heal a thing. Now think how wonderful it is to hang around somebody all the time who got a wholesome tongue. People that got a wholesome tongue, you'll be seeing negative, but then they'll immediately speak something positive. And you'll be like, how did you see that in that? Well, I saw it right here because, you know, such and such and such and such and such and such, when you look at it, you know, that's actually working for you. Did you think about the fact that since that did that, now you now going to be able to do such and such and such? See, I'm using my words to heal. Use a wholesome tongue restores. I use my words to call things back to me that I know God want me to have. I'm talking things that think they got away, but I'm going to use my word, the power of my tongue, to call a thing and say, come back here. Be restored unto me. A wholesome tongue blesses. A wholesome tongue builds up. A wholesome tongue delivers. Here's the thing.